下个
I will never tire of that. One of my favourite singer-songwriters, Rufus Wainwright, not just singer-songwriter, obviously combines classical in there, a bit of stage in there as well, which is why I thought my guest we're going to be talking to in just a moment might enjoy it. That is from the brilliant album Posers. If you have not checked it out yet, please do. And want his albums, Want One and Want Two as well, also excellent. So Rufus Wainwright, look him up. Well, I am delighted that I have Zach Colligan in the studio. Zach, you have not long finished another production at the Gaiety, because a lot of people will know you from your stage work, won't they?
Yes. So, recently I just finished performing in Little Shop of Horrors. I was in the ensemble of that show, which is a very wacky and weird show, but the audiences all loved it, which was amazing, obviously. It's always such a great experience performing over here, because it's such like a friendly and tight community. So, like, everyone... it's friendly with each other and just like it's so supportive. So it's always great doing stuff over here like that.
And on the Gaiety stage, I mean, it's a bit special, and it's 125th year this year as well, isn't
yes. it? Yes, yeah. It was the Gaiety's birthday while we were teching in the theatre, actually. That was a lovely, really lovely thing to be a part of, yeah. So
how long have you actually been performing on stage then? How long have you been in the sort of Amdram world?
So I know I did my first Gaiety show when I was about 7, and I was performing Young Shrek in Park and Snell's version of Shrek when they did it years ago. But really, I think when I was about 5, I started doing the Manx Music Festival, or the Guild as most people call it now. Just doing my little boy solo with my little fireman suit on.
I hope there's some video or photos of that somewhere.
I really hope there isn't.
So were you ever sort of nervous about doing these things, or have you always just felt like it's a comfortable space for you?
You know what? Over the last few years, I think it's got better. But before that, I was always terrified before each performance. Not because I didn't know what I was doing. I always have felt quite confident. But I've always felt like, wow, oh my God, I'm not ready for an audience. I can't do this. So it always gets a bit too real too soon. But no, over the last few years, and especially because I've started doing more in short amounts of time, I feel like that's really helped with my stage presence and just like overall confidence in general, to be fair.
It's
been a really great experience.
And which is great, because of course now you're doing your own music. I say now, you've actually been writing your own music for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes. So I know you've talked about this the other week, but I did this Arts Council Creative Collective little thing we did when we were all stuck inside during lockdown and we couldn't go outside anywhere. I made a little music video then, just dancing around on the beach where it was completely empty because everyone was locked inside. That's kind of when I received all that support from people on Facebook and stuff, and like obviously from the Arts Council. I just have loved it properly since then. I loved music and all sorts before then, obviously doing the Guild, but no, that like doing that really like made me more passionate about it and want to learn how to be better. And now I'm still doing it.
And well, it's going really well for you. So I tell you what we'll do. We will play your single Yours now, okay? Because this is, I think, was this one of the first ones that really started sort of rising up through like kind of streaming charts and everything?
Yes, so this is the one that kind of started this big bit of growth I'm going through at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the single then before we hear it.
Ooh, okay. So Yours is a song that I wrote about a hypothetical situation. It's no unreal, but it's about a hypothetical situation where you wish you could be with someone else and you notice that they're currently occupied with someone who you don't think they deserve or don't think treats you very well. This was just one of those days when I just felt like writing a sad song. So but it's been really, really well received. And in its first week of release, it gained over 4,000 streams. It has been amazing, the support I received from it.
Well, here it is. This is Zach Colligan and Yours.
Caught up in my own head, can't get my thinking straight. Should be asleep by now, it's getting far too late. No surprise that time caught me out once more. It doesn't take a genius to see the life we're missing out on. Wish there wasn't so many things stopping us from being one. Things may not have been so unsure. If I was yours, you'd never have to shrink yourself again. And if I was yours, I'd give you hope if you need it. Say when, and I know that you wanna believe you're happy with him, but I know you and you were never happy to begin with. If I had the answers, I could give you the cures to try and make you smile. If I was yours, my heart's beating for the wrong person. Was she the right one, but this the wrong moment? Or did I miss my chance already? My one good shot at having a steady relationship where both of us feel safe and secure, when neither one worries about the pains of before. I feel I get close, but just close and then hit the floor. If I was yours, you'd never have to shrink yourself again. And if I was yours, I'd give you help if you needed, just say when. And I've watched you pretend that you're fine in his arms, but you're breaking apart, your head is ringing alarms. If I had the answers, I could give you the cures to try and make you smile, oh, if I was yours. But I'm not, and while it hurts to say, the main thing I want is for you to be okay. Maybe someday I'll get a chance to prove, when all is said and done, I love you.
So that was Yours by Zach Colligan, his first kind of real single, I suppose, which has done extremely well for him. Zach, we should point out the fact that you've done pretty much everything on that song, haven't you?
Yeah. So all of the music, the vocals, the writing in general, that was all done from the comfort of my bedroom back at home. I've had a lot of people coming to ask me since I've started releasing music, like, oh, how do I get into this now? And like I've had friends that I didn't even know wanted to do that kind of thing coming to me asking for help with music stuff, which has been so lovely.
How do you learn that though? Because, you know, you basically now, you're a songwriter, you're a musician, you're a producer, you're also like your own marketing team, you're doing everything.
Yeah, so from the age of about 10, I got, for my birthday, I got given my dad's old laptop, which came equipped with software called Logic Pro, and for the last 7 years, I've just been playing around on that, playing and playing, and just over time, slowly learning how to instead just make muffled garbage, make something that sounds a bit like music, which is where I'm at now.
You're so humble, and yet it's so well received, as we were just hearing about yours. I mean, you're getting amazing streaming, and what have your friends made of it when they've heard the songs themselves?
Honestly, they have been really supportive about it, all my friends. Like, they've... I don't even know how to work. Like, just, again, it's just, like, the same support that I've been receiving. Like, everyone's been really great and just, like, saying, oh, well done, like, that's really impressive. Or, like, even some of them have gone out and actually purchased the song on iTunes, which has helped it get up to the positions that it did. Yeah, it's just been amazing. And I've got, like, such a... I don't have a massive group of friends, but I've got, like, a set group that I know that I'm going to be with for life.
Aww.
And... yeah, it's just so lovely and like reassuring to know I've got that.
And you know, you did say that that's not a real situation, yours. It was something fabricated,
yes.
Which I totally understand. But there's something about your lyrics. I mean, they are honest, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're well constructed. I mean, there's something you can sort of tell. There's a bit of musical theatre going on there because
yes.
There are stories happening, and it's very visual as well, isn't it?
Well, it's a mix of my musical theatre experience and my A in English language. Thank you, Balakameen teachers. I've always been quite wide around like narrative writing and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel like music, because I also love music so much as well, it's quite refreshing to like put the two together and just be like, wow, I did that.
Yeah, exactly. And we played your latest single. We've been playing it actually across the station because I sent it to our program manager and he immediately put it on the A-list, which is amazing. So it's being played every day and it's getting really well received. And people are loving how different it sounds because it does have the element of pop going on, you know, definitely commercial, but that musical sound runs through it very much so. And I know you might have heard me say this. I don't know if this is okay or not, but there was an element of it that reminded me a little bit of Ewan McGregor when he's in Moulin Rouge and he's sort of singing. You've got that sort of timbre to your voice and quality to your voice. So, I mean, I mean, what would be your plans then? Because you've got the theatre side, but then you've also got this kind of pop element coming through as well. What do you want to happen with the music?
So theatre's always been the dream for me. I mean, when I go away, I'll probably end up going to a drama school. However, like, I'm always going to love doing music as at least a hobby. And if it could do more than that, great. But I'm really not expecting much more than I've got now. Like, what happened with yours was an incredible fluke. So,
yeah. No, but then it's been followed up. So, but you know.
It's been followed up. And, I mean, while, like, the streams have obviously nowhere near what yours did, which I'm completely, like, I don't think I'm ever going to see those streams again. But I'm realistically thinking that theatre, because I just love it so much and it's given me so much help over the years, I really think that I kind of owe it my life, really.
Yeah, oh, I love that. But then also, I mean, you're definitely going down a real musician route. You're doing vinyl. You're doing vinyl.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so my distributing company called Ditto Music, they kind of sent an email around to all their things with new opportunities they were giving artists, and some had access, some didn't, all this. So I went to check it out, and turns out I'd been presented with the opportunity to make CDs and vinyls from another company called Elastic Stage. And yeah, over the next few weeks, I just spent designing artwork, and I didn't even think about if anyone was going to buy it or not. I was just like, this is cool. And then it turns out people did end up buying it. And I mean, from what I've seen on Facebook posts or Snapchat stories or whatever, they're loving it.
Oh, well, that's the thing, is people love vinyl now. They love it. It's got a real resurgence, hasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I know you're going to play something for us, but I'd like you to introduce your latest single for me, please, Zach Colligan. This is your chance to do your little bit on radio as well.
Hi, my name is Zach, and this is Just a Thought.
I don't know if I fell, would you fall with me? I just hope that the landing ground you well. And while I've changed, I will still recall the guy I used to be. Although it's clear that you're better with someone else, it's just a thought after all, and just a thought. It's just a thought after all, just a thought. When I dream, I tend to forget what is really true. I conceive that the real version of us hides in a shell. And whilst I guess the world requires the pride of virtue, I long to change the way I feel about myself. But it's just a thought after all, just a thought. It's just a thought after all, just a thought. How could I fall into you before my heart loved to soar? It's just a thought after all, just a thought, just a thought.
I absolutely love that. That is Just a Thought by Zach Colligan here on Manx Radio. Latest single. Zach, I know we just mentioned the vinyl. Where can people get their hands on the vinyl?
So the easiest way would be to go to my Facebook page, which is Zach Colligan Music, or my Instagram page, which is zach.colligan. You can find all the details and information there and all the links and all that jazz.
And I should say, your very proud dad has been here with the studio with us. I mean, hello, Stuart, in the background.
Hello.
There. He is very proud. I do always ask this. You can say as little or as much as you like because he doesn't think you'll talk about it. But I do always ask, do you remember the first song you ever wrote? Go on.
No,
no comment.
There was a song I wrote when I probably was having my first ever singing lesson with Olivia Black. And I thought it was the best thing in the world. And I called it As Fast As Casserole.
Love it.
Don't ask what the lyrics mean because they're above human comprehension. But Fast As Casserole, that was my first song. I remember one lyric, faster than a rule, faster than a plane. Fastest casserole.
This is amazing. I mean, come on. People have made huge careers out of this sort of thing. That could be a Harry Styles lyric.
It could be a Harry Styles
lyric. It could be a Harry Styles lyric.
Need him to come back first.
Yeah. I mean, he did Sushi Restaurant, so,
true,
you know.
True.
So I think you're onto a winner there. You need to find that song. Bring it back, Zach. Bring it back. Well, we'll see if Libby's got a copy of it. You never know. We'll see what we can find out.
I'll use
it in the future. So what about then performing your music? Are you going to get out gigging any of it, or what's the plan?
Yeah. So at the moment, I've just been going around the island doing open mics. Most recently at the House of Mananin, I did a little one-off gig there, which unfortunately people got stuck in the rain for. It was on the same day as the parish walk, actually, so I mean everything was against me for that, but it was really lovely just for the people that stuck it out and just stayed in the rain. Some people had little umbrellas. That was really, really ace. So the plan for the future is go around doing some more open mics and hopefully go around a few more pubs playing and just see who hears my music.
And I mean, your voice, Zach, as well, and your playing. I mean, I'm taking it. Do you still have lessons now? Do you go to someone?
Yes. So I'm currently having singing lessons weekly with Danielle Brighton, who's been absolutely amazing. I started with her doing piano lessons originally, and then it's phased slowly towards singing, and now I'm doing all stuff with her for the art tub and for Glee Club and all her little projects that she does now, and like now she's involved in like my day-to-day. But no, she's been absolutely amazing.
I love it. And big shout out to my pal Sal, who's one of the singing instructors there, who I love dearly, and she does a great job as well. So Arts Hub with Danielle, check it out. And what do you feel when you do it? Because you said that, you know, you still get nervous sometimes when you go out on stage, you know, the idea of performing to an audience. What does that take you to a different level when it's your own music and you're putting your own thoughts out there and your own creativity?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, musical theatre, you've got everything served for you on a silver platter. This is what you say and we've told you to do this. But for my own stuff, it's all like, I've done it all, and if you don't like it, then I've not got anyone else to blame. So it's always going to be a bit more pressure in that sort of sense. However, like, I feel like that's always good for when you're writing music, because then obviously you don't want to write a terrible song and put that out thinking it's amazing. Like, do you know what I mean?
But then there's also an element, isn't there, when you're writing stuff that's from the heart, which your music very definitely is. Is there a little bit of kind of, is it cathartic to you to an extent? Do you find like it's a bit of a kind of release?
Yeah, I mean, all of the music stuff just really helps. It's something to keep me occupied. If I'm having a bad day or like it's a stressful time of the week, I'll always just take a break through music. It's the best way, in my opinion, to just like let go of thoughts and just calm myself down. There'll never be a time when I'm not hooked around music, I don't think.
I can see that, for sure. I can see you live it and you breathe it. And we're going to hear you play something live for us now. And I have to say, this is an absolute treat because I've had a bit of a sneak preview in the background. We should say, though, you're going to record another song for us, which we're going to put on exclusively. You're going to do a version of yours for us, aren't you? Which is just you and your piano, your keyboard. So we'll put that on so you can all go back and listen to that. It'll be a video of it and also on the podcast as well. But we couldn't let you leave without playing for us live. You've got your keyboard. You're going to play. What is it we're going to hear? Tell us a little bit about the song before you play it.
So I've just announced on my social media pages that I'm going to be putting an album out later this summer. Woo-hoo. And the leading track is called Table for One. It's what the whole theme's about. It's a song about hypothetical again, guys. Don't worry, I'm not sad. It's about this guy waiting in a restaurant for this girl to come back and like follow all the old habits they used to do. Yeah, this is it. This is Table for One.
It sounds like this album is going to be a musical in its own right.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Excellent. Zach, it's been an absolute joy catching up with you. All the very best with your music. Will you keep us posted?
Yes, I will, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me again.
No worries. Here he is performing Table for One live. Take it away, Zach.
There's a table for one by the window, the place that we sat every week. They still bring two menus by habit. It is clear that they struggle to see. There's forces I'll never quite understand that all act oh so similarly. When the waiter asks if I'm still waiting on you, I smile and tell him I might be. Low like it used to, the wine still goes straight to my head. The sauces we shared are still out of date, but my love for you is still there. The pianist still plays those classical tunes that no one knows, I guarantee. When the stars in the sky share the gleam of your eyes, am I still in love? I might be. 'Cause love never leaves with the person, it lingers in linen and wine. It hides in the hush of a half-empty room, where the silence is sweeter than time. And though you've long gone and I should have moved on, this seat by the window has not yet gone. So I'll order for two and pretend I'm with you and wait at a table for one. The lights start to dim in the corner, they're stacking up chairs by the door. I count every crack in the table like I've done a dozen times before. The coat on my chair feels too heavy tonight, like the words that I wish that you knew. If closure exists in a room built for love, then I'll wait and wait and wait. 'Cause love never leaves with the person, it lingers in linen and wine. It hides in the hush of a half-empty room, where the silence is sweeter than time. And though you've long gone and I should have moved on, this seat by the window has not yet gone. So I'll order for two and pretend I'm with you and wait at a table for one. I should have moved on. This seat by the window has not yet gone. So I'll order for two and pretend I'm with you and wait at a table for one.
How good is that? Zach Colligan playing live. That was Table for One. I want to say old before his years, but I just think that sounds a bit rude somehow. Wonderful stuff from Zach. Huge thanks to him. So we will post a podcast of the chat and the music as well. And there will be a version of his song Yours performed just on the keyboard, which will be an exclusive. You'll be able to find that as well later at manxradio.com. But look him up. Zach Colligan Music. ZACZAC. Zach Colligan Music.
Yours, you'd never have to shrink yourself again. And if I was yours, I'd give you help if you needed, just say when. And I know that you wanna believe you're happy with him, but I know you and you were never happy to begin with. If I had the answers, I could give you the cures to try and make you smile. Oh, if I was yours. My heart's beating for the wrong person. Or is she the right one, but this the wrong moment? Or did I miss my chance already? My one good shot at having a steady relationship where both of us feel safe and secure. Another one worries about the pains of before. I feel I get close, but just close, and then hit the floor. If I was yours, I'd never have to shrink yourself again. And if I was yours, I'd give you help if you needed, just say when. And I've watched you pretend that you're fine in his arms, but you're breaking apart, your head is ringing alarms. If I had the answers, I could give you the cures to try and make you smile. Oh, if I was yours. But I'm not, and while it hurts to say, the main thing I want is for you to be okay. Maybe someday I'll get a chance to prove, when all is said and done, I love you.